based on the matchup of starting pitchers between the Moose Jaw Miller Express and Sylvan Lake Gulls on Saturday night, it looked as if the bullpens could very well have most of the evening off. And most nights when Moose Jaw's Kellen Vogeser and Sylvan Lake's Tyler Boudreaux take the mound, that's going to be the case. Instead, Vogeser was gone after the first inning, and Boudreaux ended up surrendering 6 runs over 5 innings as the Gulls went on to 10-7 victory in Western Canadian Baseball League action. The Express got off to a good start, scoring a pair of runs off a Wyatt Tweet double in the top of the first, but the Gulls would send 11 men to the plate in the bottom of the inning, taking advantage of 3 hits and 5 walks to build a 5-2 lead. Caleb Waller took over on the mound in the second and allowed 3 runs over the next 2 innings but settled down from there. He'd end up going 5, shutting down the Gulls the rest of the way and leaving after the 6th having allowed 3 runs on 6 hits over 5 innings. That gave the Miller Express a chance to battle back, and that they did. A 3-run third inning made it 8-5 Sylvan Lake, and after Moose Jaw scored single runs in the 5th and 7th, it was suddenly a 1-run game. The Gulls picked up an insurance run in their half of the 7th, though, and added another marker in the 8th to wrap up scoring. Ethan Merck pitched the 7th for Moose Jaw and allowed run on 2 hits, Gabe Soto tossed the 8th and allowed a run on 3 hits. James Brock was stellar in relief for the Gulls, allowing a run on 3 hits over the final 4 innings. Chaz Poppy led the Moose Jaw offense with a 3-for-4 night that included 3 runs scored and a pair of doubles, while Wyatt Tweet was 3-for-5 with 4 runs batted in. Dawson Tweet was 2-for-5 with a pair of runs, Parker Dorrance had a pair of hits. Moose Jaw is now 10-6 and hold a 2.5-game lead over the Medicine Hat Mavericks and Regina Red Sox for first place in the East Division. The Miller Express are back on the field on Sunday night when they make the trip north to Fort McMurray to face the Giants.